From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. We're going to hear now about a marriage crisis in the Arab world. Across the region, 50% of men between the ages of 25 and 29 are not married. Women are being forced to delay marriage, too. The main reason is money. Tying the knot is increasingly expensive at a time when youth unemployment is at an all-time high. In some Arab countries, more than half of those unemployed are under the age of 30. In Egypt, the marriage crisis is widely discussed, studied, and worried about. During this holy month of Ramadan, a new television sitcom called I Want to Get Married is expected to be the hit of the season. It began as a popular blog, then a best-selling book, and now it's a TV series tackling the sometimes frenzied search for a suitable mate. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Cairo.
As almost every American singleton knows, this TV theme opened another anxious chapter on unmarried life. In Egypt, the series I Want to Get Married plays on a similar theme. The opening lines, I am very unlucky. I'm the only girl that hasn't gotten married. Written by Ghana Abdul Al. She's Carrie Bradshaw in a headscarf. A witty observer of Egypt's matchmaking nightmares and the relentless family pressure to get married.
Do you know Sex and the City, the American one?
Yeah, actually, some people call my show like Sex and the City, but just without the sex. So it's just the city.
Abdul Al writes about the hazards of being single in a conservative Muslim society where marriage is the only door to respect and especially for women, sexual activity. She started her blog after completing a pharmacy degree. When, she says, the marriage clock started ticking.
Yes, the problem starts just after we graduate college. And it goes on until you're 30, and 30 is like the death sentence for single women, especially in my hometown, because it's small and conservative. And when you are 30, it's like you're having like this big label of like failure or pathetic or ugly or whatever.
Now 31, Abdul Al has considered dozens of unsuitable suitors. The funniest sitcom scenes come from her own experience.
Action!
She skewers the Egyptian custom known as living room marriage, poking fun at this awkward courtship ritual that requires a decision on a life partner after a chat in the family living room, chaperoned by nervous parents who just want it all to work out.
And sometimes when you ask for more time, he will be offended. He will think, like, why do you need any more time? Can't you see I'm perfect? Can't you see I'm great? What else do you need? I'm a man, I have an apartment, and I have a job. How can you say no?
For those who say yes, getting hitched is getting more expensive. There's the traditional wedding party, loud and expensive, but that's only a small part of the cost. American professor Diane Singerman, who studies the economics of Egyptian marriage, says a housing crisis is driving prices out of reach at a time when many Egyptian men can't find a job, especially among the college-educated. For the poor, marriage can cost 15 times an annual income, because by custom and religious traditions across all classes, everything, including housing, must be bought and paid for before the couple say, I do.
Everything is new. All the clothes are new, all the spices are new, the furniture is new, the fans are new. If you're richer, the satellite TV or the automobiles are new. It's a huge amount of money.
This means weddings are often delayed for years. And in a culture that equates marriage with adulthood, Singerman calls the social cost for the young generation waithood.
They are stuck in this period of not being children, not being adolescents, and they don't necessarily consider themselves adults. And at the same time, almost everybody, if they are not married, they're living at home with their families.
Abdul Al's story is being told on the small screen. But in Cairo, a new movie about marriage is already drawing large crowds. It boldly tackles the most delicate issue for couples pushing the wedding date into their late 20s and 30s. And that issue is sex.
I realize that all of you haven't got married.
This new movie drama called Two Girls from Egypt tells the story of the marriage woes of professional women, 30-something doctors who explain to an English-speaking visitor what waiting means for them.
Being an unmarried Arabic woman is being a virgin by default.
No.
Yes, I'm still a virgin, and all of the girls are virgins as well.
And no kissing?
The audience laughs too. An acknowledgement that social and religious pressures forbid sex before marriage, says sociologist Gadot Barsoom. But there's a reason it's called the marriage crisis.
Well, sex is an important issue. You can't downplay that. But it's this whole issue of completeness. You're not a complete person unless you're married. Achieving who you are is complete only when you're married. It's so different from the West.
For Egypt's young generation, there's a conflict between reality and tradition, says historian Hanan Khaloussi. She teaches a course on the marriage crisis. It's a lens, she says, to look at rapid social change. The new role of women, more educated, more independent, a traditional society that now embraces the materialism of the West, and the frustration of the young, angry at the government for an economy that can't keep up with their demands. Khaloussi hopes the new sitcom, I Wanna Get Married, will spark a national discussion.
I predict it's going to be a huge hit, without a doubt. And it will invite controversy and discussion and debate, and I think that's what the exciting part of this is, because there's a real problem with the way we get married in this country.
Ghada Abdel-Al's approach is to make this serious problem funny, which has given her writing wide appeal. She's famous now, but she still lives at home. And has all this fame finally paid off?
Is it easier for you to get married?
No, it's much harder because everyone is so afraid to, you know, approach me because they are frightened to find their stories in the next book.
Her new book is in English. A translated version of I Wanna Get Married will be published in the fall. Deborah Amos, NPR News.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. You can connect with NPR and your favorite member station, wherever you are. Get the NPR app for your mobile device. You can also lean back and enjoy NPR.org, optimized for the iPad. This is NPR.